This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Helen Hunt earned an Oscar nomination for her role in the movie The Sessions. In it, she plays a sex surrogate, a healer who has sex with clients. Yes, for money. But it isn't prostitution, it's therapy. The movie is based on the experiences of Mark O'Brien, a poet and journalist who was paralyzed as a child after contracting polio. In the film, he seeks out the services of a sex surrogate, played by Helen Hunt. Here's a scene. Imagine it. Both characters are in bed, naked, and Hunt asks her client, played by the actor John Hawkes, about his days as a child at the beach before the devastating disease struck him.
Do you really feel like him?
Yes, I really feel like him.
And can you really picture him?
I don't understand what you mean. I said I could feel like him. Of course I could picture him.
From the outside. I mean as an adult. As you are now. Looking at him with his crew cut and his little face.
Yes.
And are you mad at him? Do you blame him for getting polio?
Hunt's character is based on a real person, Cheryl Cohen Green. She was born in Boston and has been doing this work for the past 4 decades. She joins me now from Berkeley, California, to talk about her work, the film, and her new memoir, An Intimate Life, Sex, Love, and My Journey as a Surrogate Partner. Cheryl Cohen Green, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, it's great to be back.
It's terrific to have you on the show. Let me just ask you a simple question to begin with. How did you get into this line of work, being a sex surrogate?
Well, it kind of fell into place for me. I was on my own personal journey since I've been a child and as an adult, coming to grips with cultural feelings around sexuality, which is so negative. And having grown up in Salem and I went to a parochial school from the time I was 5 till I was 13, almost 14, you know, there were a lot of things that I were told were sins that I couldn't understand why. And as a result of that, I went into therapy, you know, so that when I had my children, I was married when I was 19 and pregnant when I was, you know, a month later. I didn't want to pass on those beliefs and that confusion. I wanted to get good, accurate information. So I worked on myself. Mm. And when I moved to Berkeley in 68, there was a sexual revolution going on. And I found out about surrogate partner therapy, and I was lucky enough to meet people that were involved in it. Where I was directed towards specific trainings and therapists who felt that I had made this effort, and they were, you know, pleased with my journey, and they said they thought I had the compassion and the empathy and the patience to do the work.
Yeah.
And and that was it. It started in 1973. I saw my first client.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, so let's talk about that first client of yours. When you first met with this person and it was time for the clothes to come off? I mean, how did you feel? Did you have any reservations at that moment?
Well, I had done work in that area, too. I mean, before I became a surrogate, for 3 years, I was a nude model at different colleges in the Bay Area. They have art departments, and they were always looking for models, and I belonged to the Berkeley Models Guild, co-op, I should say. You know, it wasn't easy the first time I took my clothes off in front of a class full of students. But then it became easier as, you know, I realized you didn't have to be perfect. You just had to be somebody who knew how to stand in a pose that you could stay in for 5, 10, or 20 minutes. And and becoming good at that was something I was proud of. Mm. And so when I started working with a client, of course I was nervous, but I also felt like I knew what they were there for, what the help that I was going to give them. And as I did it more and more often, I became more and more confident. I mean, part of what I do with clients is in the third session, I stand up in front of a full-length mirror, and I talk about my body from the time I was a child, how I felt then, and how I feel now as an adult. And over the 40 years I've been doing this, my body's gone through changes. And I, you know, that it humanizes me. It makes me more of an equal with the client.
Oh, Cheryl, let me ask you, though. I mean, therapy in and of itself, without the physical aspect, is kind of a complicated, fraught thing. I mean, there's always this issue of transference, for example.
Absolutely.
And here you are putting, you know, entering, adding a physical realm to it, an intensely intimate physical realm. I mean, how do you draw the line between, like, we're doing the work of therapy and possibly having clients fall in love with you, or you forming maybe emotions and feelings that aren't appropriate to the therapeutic setting?
Well, one of the things is I don't work without a referring therapist. I mean, I only accept clients who are referred to me through by a therapist. And that therapist is part of the whole process. Every week that I see the client, the therapist either sees them that exact week or the week after. I usually see people twice a month, and the therapist has their own contract with the client as to how often they see them. But I report back to the therapist every word and everything I did. So as we see clients sometimes getting more more emotionally involved, that's fantastic, because people often don't know how to feel emotions and intimacy. And
what about when you might get emotionally involved?
Well, I'm going to share that with you. You probably know already, but if you don't, I'll tell you. I married my client. I mean, I've been together with the man I'm married to. I've known him since we met each other in 1979, and we've been married next month. We'll be married 18 years. But we were lovers for many years, before 16 years before we got married. When I moved to Berkeley, another thing that happened in my marriage was my partner wanted to open it up, and I was scared to death. But as a result of it, I learned a whole lot about myself. I didn't have a lot of experience before with other people, and I learned what I like, what I didn't like, what other people may want to do doesn't necessarily mean they're wrong if I don't want to do it. It's just learning that where I was the most comfortable and where I could stretch a little and not. That was a very important part of my education that brought me to this work.
Cheryl, I'm wondering what you think Hollywood got right about your work and what it got wrong.
Well, it didn't get... I don't think it got anything wrong. It just doesn't... There's not enough time in a movie to include the in-depth work that you do with a client. I mean, Mark and I actually saw in real life, we saw each other for six sessions. Mark and I stayed friends. I touched his whole body, not just his hair and his ears and his face and his chest. Everywhere I could reach with my hands underneath his back, because he couldn't roll and I didn't want to roll him. He was very delicate. But I explored all of him and his breathing and teaching him how to slow down. And the details of all of that were not shown. And in the movie, when Moon Bloodgood, who is the attendant who was in the motel, talking to Ming Lo, who was the character, who was the man at the desk at the motel, she told him I was a sex therapist. And that was wrong, because I'm not a sex therapist. I'm a surrogate partner therapist. And I work with sex therapists and other therapists who have an expertise in human sexuality. So that part of it wasn't okay, because a lot of sex therapists are now saying, but people are calling thinking that we're going to do what you do. And I said, well, explain it to them. You know, this is a good time for education. But overall, I am thrilled. I'm thrilled with Helen. I love that she used my accent and called him Mark and not Mark. I don't talk like that. I say Mark. She was just so gracious and wonderful with me, and so was John. They're both fantastic people. So overall, I feel very good about it. Opening up this, look at the conversation we're having. It would never have happened
exactly
before.
Well,
so
Cheryl,
it's just wonderful.
Cheryl Cohen Green, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Cheryl Cohen Green spent the past 40 years as a surrogate partner therapist. She's one about 50 such surrogate partner therapists nationwide, and author of An Intimate Life, Sex, Love, and My Journey as a Surrogate Partner. She's also the inspiration behind the movie The Sessions. Well, stay with us, because coming up, we'll talk to piano virtuoso Long Long, who makes his Boston debut at Symphony Hall this weekend. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.